Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. Today we have the honor and privilege of both finishing Masechta Temura and beginning the very next Masechta, Masechta Krisa. Says the Mishnah, the final Mishnah of Masechta Temura, Kol HaKadosh Mishnishchatu Chutz L'Zmanam V'Chutz L'Mkamon. Let's say we have a situation where you made a carbon, and the carbon was shechted with the intent to be Chutz L'Zmano or Chutz L'Mkamon, so it's a piggle, and so then you can't eat it. So what do you do with the animal? Harei L'Yisrofu. Such animals have to be burned. That's what you do with the leftover carcass. Hashem Talui, if you have a situation where a person's not sure if he did an aver or not, so he brings a carbon Hashem Talui. So Yisrof, so the Mishnah says that Hashem Talui has to be burned. Why is that? We treat it like a carbon that is pasul. So the Kohanim can't partake of it. We're not sure if it's Kodesh. We're not sure if it's not Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you cover. Rabbi Yehuda says you shouldn't burn it. You should bury it. We'll see why in a minute. Chata sa'ov ha'bo'ar ha'safik. What if a woman had a miscarriage? And we're not sure if it's considered a v'lad or not. We're going to spend a lot of time on this Masechta Krisis. So what does she do? She brings a chatas of habo'ala safek. She brings a chatas, like everyone else who gives birth, but it's a safek. So then the Kohanim can benefit from it. So the Mishnah says, what do you do with the bird after you've done Malika and you've done the Zrika? The Kohanim can't eat it. So the Mishnah says, Tisari, if it should be burned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yatilena la'ama, you should go ahead and put it on the brook that goes through the Mikdash. We'll let it go ahead and just fall apart there. Why? Because the Torah uses the language, v'saraftas hanosa bo'esh ki kodeshu. And so Rabbi Yehuda says, because the Pasuk says you should burn the nosar, it's kodesh. So that assumes that it's really kodesh. Since you don't know if it's kodesh or not, you should go ahead and bury it. You don't have a mitzvah of sereifa, right? And finally, the Mishnah tells us a general rule: when something is supposed to be burned, solo yikavru, you shouldn't go ahead and bury those things. And things that are supposed to be buried, lo yisrifu, you shouldn't burn them. You know, Rabbi says, look, burning something is a much more intense approach than going ahead and burying it. So if you want to burn something that should be buried, so you're allowed to. Some low, eino mutar l'shanos. No, the Chacham came back to him and said, when you are supposed to bury something and you burn it, you still have to deal with the ashes. When you have to deal with the ashes, so now the ashes still have some status to them, but ashes of something that's burned you're allowed to have Hana from ashes and something that was supposed to be buried and you burned it, you're not allowed to have Hana from. So you think you're going to go ahead and create a chumer that will cover your bases by burning something that's supposed to be buried. What's going to wind up is you're going to wind up leading to a kula because the ashes of the burned are mutter. The ashes of the things that are supposed to be buried but were burned are going to be usher, and people are going to come to a problem should they use those ashes for something. And with that, we close out Masechta Temura and immediately begin Masechta Krisos. Masechta Krisos begins with the understanding that there are things that a person is chayev karis. 36 times, shloshim v'sheish krisos b'Torah, there are 36 times that the concept of krisos, v'nichrasa hanefesh, is mentioned in the Torah, and we're going to learn all 36. If a person has relations with his mother, or the father's wife, or his daughter-in-law, or Abba'ala Zachor, if somebody has homosexual relations, or Ve'ala Behema, or a person who has bestial relations, Ve'isha Me'vias Abehema, or if it's a female who engages in bestiality, Habal Yisho Vita, if he has relations with a woman and her daughter, Val Ishas Ish, or adultery, Habal Achosa, Val Achosa Aviv, if he has relations with his sister, or with the wife of his father, Val Achos Imo, Val Achos Ishto, Val Ishas Achiv, if a person has relations with his sister, his aunt from his father's side, his aunt from his mother's side, the wife of his brother, Valishas Achiyaviv, or the wife of his uncle, Yalanidor, if somebody has relations with Anida, Amegade, Vaobed Avodazar, if a person curses, or he's Obed Avodazar, Vanosim Yizar Lamolech, or if he goes ahead and he gives his child over to Molech, or Baal Ov, or somebody who does Baal Ov as a type of sorcery, Amechalash HaShabbos, or somebody is not careful with Ochel Shabbos, or Tamei Shachal Asa Kodesh, or somebody who's Tamei who eats Kodesh, Ba'abala Mikdash Tamei, or if he comes to the Mikdash who's not kosher, in a status of Tumah, Ha'ochel Chelev, V'dam, V'nosar, U'pigol, if he eats any of the forbidden things that he's not supposed to eat, Chelev, Dam, Nosar, and Pigol. So Hashochet v'amala b'chutz, if you shech catch him and you bring him up on the mizbeach outside of the Beis Hamikdash, ha'ochel chametz b'pesach, if you eat chametz on Pesach, the Torah also uses the language of nechrasa v'ochel v'osam malacha b'yom ha'kippurim. If you eat and do work on Yom Kippurim, ma'mafate mesach shemen, or you fatten up the oil, ma'mafate mesach toros, or if you go ahead and try to recreate the ketores. And not in the mikdash, v'asach b'shemen ha'mishcha, or if you use shemen ha'mishcha for your own purposes, so all of these cases are all instances where the Torah tells you don't do something, and if you do it, you're chayiv kareis. Ha'pesach v'amila b'mitzvah saseh, and you should just know if a person has an obligation to do a karban pesach, and if he doesn't, and he has the ability, or a person who has a mitzvah to do bris milah, and he doesn't do the bris milah, so in these two instances, he also gets kareis as well. So these are some of the issues that come up as the basic concepts that we will deal with from the Torah in Krisis, and we'll go ahead and break them down when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great, terrific day.